So this should change the way you pray, the way you think. See, a lot of people get to hurting, get in need, and they just assume that God sees my hurt and therefore he's going to alleviate it because that's what he does. He's gracious. And God's going to take away my pain. God, please take away my pain. This mother with these children, her father dead, I mean, that's a big blow. She could pray and say, God, please have grace on me. He may, but he's not obligated to. Is it in his program or his plan to achieve his end, to act in a way towards you that you consider gracious? A lot of times we're just left to bear the consequences of our sin, or the people left behind bear the consequences of our sin. Anybody that gets in a buggy and rides down a highway is like getting in a spaceship and going out to a trip to the moon and back. You are taking a big chance with your life. Of course, you are with your car. I saw the other day something like 800 people in Tennessee alone killed this year so far on the highways. 800. Every time you get in a car and go to Nashville, you stand a chance of approaching that 900 figure before the year is out. So we panic and we say, God, I want to feel good. I want good things to happen. I don't want pain. Please show grace on me. God has a program. When you fit into his program, accomplishing his end, and it's a blessing to him to accomplish that end, then he acts in grace. So we asked the question early, is there anything you can do to provoke God to be gracious? Or anything you can do to prevent him from being gracious? Well, what you can do to provoke him to be gracious is to get in his path, his will, and his way, accomplishing his end. And then he comes to your rescue because it's his rescue. But if you're walking in your way for your pleasure, I'm not saying it's sinful or wicked, but just living your life for your pleasure, why would it profit God or humanity even to come and deliver you and bless you? I mean, other than for you to consume it, what would be the end? What would be the purpose? Someone has said, God's work done God's way never lacks God's supply. You know, I've seen a lot of miracles in my life, but they've never been for the sake of miracles. They've never been for the sake of me feeling good or blessing me. This is a brief portion taken from Grace 1 in our series, Grace Through the Bible, taught by Michael Pearl. You can locate us at nogreaterjoy.org.